Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, as we lift up our voices tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. We feel your glory, and let them trust rise.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am here with my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Are you there, Deaconess? Good morning.
Praise God. Good morning, Pastor Melvin.
Good morning. Praise God. Praise God. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. Our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions. Amen. Before we get started with prayer, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests throughout the week. You can post testimony. You can ask biblical questions. You can keep up with the ministry and ministry events that are going on. If you just need to reach out to someone, utilize us for that as well. Again, if you have a life issue, a prayer issue, we like to add our faith to yours and pray for you on your behalf. So we're going to go ahead and get started with our initial and opening prayer. And as always, we start with praise and worship. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. Father, we thank you. Father, we have gone through trial and tribulations, O Heavenly Father. Father, we have warred with the enemy, Father, and Father, you continue, Father, to give us victory, and we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We uplift your name. We give you glory today, Father. We magnify your name and praise you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we are here gathered in your name, O Heavenly Father, you are in the midst of us. We thank you. Father, you inhabit the praise of your people, and we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Father, we give you praise today. We honor you today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you for victory. 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 We thank you and uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We give you praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. Father, we enter into your courts, Father, with a mighty praise. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name. Father, we give you praise and glory with uplifted hands. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Father, many, Father, closed their eyes last night. But, Father, not all woke up, Father. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for waking us up in our right mind. Father, we thank you for waking us up with full activity of our limbs. Father, we thank you for waking us up, Father, with a mind, Father, focused on you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We 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 give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for bringing us thus far in this year, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that everything we lay our hands to prospers, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you today, Father, that we are the head and not the tail. Father, that we are on top, O Heavenly Father, and not the bottom. Father, that we are blessed going in and we are blessed coming out. Father, we are blessed in the city. We are blessed in the field. Father, your favor goes out before us and surrounds us as with a shield. Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the ability to create wealth, Father, so that you may establish your covenant with us. Father, the ability to establish a wealth of happiness, a wealth of joy, Father, a wealth of family, Father, a wealth of faith, Father, hallelujah, a wealth of substance, Father, a wealth of land, Father, hallelujah, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, 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 Father. Hallelujah, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you for hearing every prayer that we pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you. As we go forth this morning, Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way this morning. Word our mouths as we pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Father, as this week has gone by, Father, there have been many natural disasters, the fires in California. So, Father, we want to uplift those residents of California, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, give your angels charge over the people there, Father, their possessions, their properties, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind up, Father, fire, O Heavenly Father, consuming, Father, personal property, homes, Father. Father, we bind up, Father, fires taking and consuming lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge, Father, over the firemen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give them an anointing, Father, to fight the fires, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we even command extinguishing of fires right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command the fire to stop now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Angels, go forth, hallelujah, and construct barriers and put the fire out now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. Father, we want to uplift those, Father, who have been involved in earthquakes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, give your angels charge over those people, O Heavenly Father, Father, and preserve their lives. Father, we loose, Father, provisions that might be needed right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, give your angels charge over them to minister to the people, Father, with anything that they might need right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we speak life into these people in these areas. Father, they shall live and not die. Father, we even bind up death from creeping on the earth in these instances, in these areas, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift our president today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against every high spirit, Father, that may have initiated plans that may have come against him, that may have tried to direct him, that those spirits that may have tried to misdirect him, Father, those spirits that have brought in ungodly, Father, and unwise counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind up their work. We bind up their plans and focus, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The president, Father, our government, nor the people, Father, we shall not eat of any of the fruit of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. In fact, we bind up, Father, any and all fruit that has been produced, Father, by movements of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father, we ask that you just give our president an anointing, Father, to operate in that office, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you send your warring angels, Father, to protect him, Father, and watch over, Father, the White House and places where he frequents, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, to send him godly counsel, Father, wise and godly counsel, Father. Give him an ear to hear, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch his family, Father, and surround them with wise and godly counsel, O Heavenly Father. Give them ears to hear, Father, and a desire, Father, to receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we say this same exact prayer, and we decree it and declare it over our vice president, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say this over our congressmen and congresswomen and House of Representatives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray the same over our Supreme Court justices, Father, our lower courts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We pray for judges, Father, that they are just, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they are surrounded by anointed and wise men and women of God, O Heavenly Father, to give them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, that you have given them ears to hear, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, not be respecter of persons, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and uplift your name, Father. We remind you of our prayers, Father, for mayors, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, for aldermen, Father. Hallelujah. City council members, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they will operate, Father, under a spirit of righteousness and honesty, Father. Father, that they will be surrounded by righteous and anointed men and women of God. Give godly counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give the counsel, Father, words and downloads, Father, for our politicians, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Prophets in their midst, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, give us downloads, Father, the things to pray, Father, for our leadership, O Heavenly Father, for secular leadership, government leadership, Father, world leaders, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. We uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we are in the midst of a weekend, Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, against violence, Father, and the murderous spirits, Father, that will try to operate here in Chicago, Father, in any urban city, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the spirits of murder. Father, we come, Father, we ask you to even soften and speak to the hearts of those that would commit murder, O Heavenly Father. Those, Father, that are operating and committing murder, Father, for hire, Father. Those that are so destitute financially, Father, that they will murder for money, Father. Father, we're asking that you touch their hearts. Father, renew their hearts, Father. Father, we ask that you provide for them, Father, everything that they're needed. Father, those that are fatherless, Father, you say that you would be a father to the fatherless. So, Father, we're asking you to father them, O Heavenly Father. Help us to father them, Father. Put us in the midst of them, Father, where we can act as surrogate fathers, O Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, command, and decree and declare a spirit of peace over this city and the neighborhoods, Father. Father, we decree and declare economic renewal, Father, economic expansion, Father, in this community, Father, academic expansion in this community, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, give your pastors, Father, downloads, Father, plans and strategies, O Heavenly Father, to bring, Father, to our councilmen, Father, our aldermen, O Heavenly Father, our mayor, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Anoint the people, O Heavenly Father, to walk in your promise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we just praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father. We remind you of our prayers for our police departments, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Father, just continue to give them wisdom, downloads, and strategies, Father. We come against the spirit of fear, O Heavenly Father. Father, but give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them operate in a spirit of righteousness, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We remind you of your words, O Heavenly Father, that no longer will violence be heard in our land, nor ruin or destruction within our borders. But we will call our walls salvation and our gates praise, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, no longer will violence be heard in our land, no ruin or destruction within our borders, but you will call our walls salvation and our gates praise, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we want to bring to your remembrance those that have been hurt, Father, that those that have been affected by violence, O Heavenly Father, in this city, Father, in cities across the country and even across the world, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we lift up every single individual, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus and by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Father, we decree and declare that they are healed right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every bruise, every hurt, every wound, Father, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, is bound up and healed right now, Father. We speak life into every single individual, Father, and decree and declare that they shall live and not die, Father. Hallelujah. Give your angels charge over them now, Father, that they might go forth and minister to their bodies right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give the doctors, the physicians, the surgeons, the attendants, Father, anyone, Father, that are ministering to these people, Father, anoint and guide their hands and their minds and their mouths, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, so they might know how to care for those, Father, that may have been affected by violence, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we thank you and praise your name for hearing these prayers today, Father. Hallelujah. Angels, go forth and minister to the people that need you this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we want to pray for those, Father, that are dealing with property taxes, Father, and those that have been taxed, Father. Those, Father, that have more months than paycheck, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we're just asking, oh, Heavenly Father, we loose your provisions, Father. We ask that your provisions be directed into the hands of those that need it, Father, those that desire it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, those that give, those that tithe, oh, Heavenly Father, as your word says, give, and it will be given to you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing with men given to their bosom, Father. And, Father, your promise of the tithe, oh, Heavenly Father, that, Father, we bring the whole tithe into the house, into your house, so there might be meat in your house. Father, you will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing. We have room not enough to receive. Father, you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, Father, and our vine will not drop before its time, Father. And we thank you and praise your name. Angels, bring forth those blessings now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we pray before you, Father, we ask that you forgive us for any and all sins we may have committed, knowingly and unknowingly, any and all transgressions, Father. We thank you, Father, creating us a right spirit, a clean heart, clean and anoint our hands, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. We magnify your name, Father. Father, we remind you of the young man, Father, that was shot yesterday. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have decreed his healing. Hallelujah. We thank you for raising him up, Father, preserving his life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, you touch the heart of the shooter, Father, and change his heart, change the hearts of those, Father, that he hangs with, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, and Father, make a change in their lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bind the hand of the enemy. Father, we know the enemy was behind this, Father. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But, Father, we bind up killing, we bind up stealing, and we bind up the destruction of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we are victorious today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We shall live and not die. Hallelujah, Father. And you have honored us with long life, Father. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace over Chicago. Father, we remind you of our prayers Father, over backdoor deals, oh Heavenly Father. Father, unrighteous business transactions in this city, Father, those being manipulated and driven by the hustle spirit in this city, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we command, Father, we command, Father, the breaking of these spirits, Father, the breaking of the grip and the yokes, the ungodly yokes, Father, that are on this city now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command that they come down today, right now, as we speak, Father, in the name of Jesus. Angels, go forth and tear these things down violently right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For those, Father, that persist, Father, to initiate and operate in backdoor deals, Father, let these things be found out, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let these secrets come forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Father, school is about to start. Father, we ask that you begin to just stir up the gifts in our teachers. Stir up the gifts in the faculty. Father, stir up the gifts in the children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and anoint all of them, Father. Father, that the children are anointed to learn, Father. Hallelujah. Their minds are blessed. Father, I speak a blessing over each and every child, oh Heavenly Father, that they have the capacity, Father, supernatural capacity to learn, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The teachers have a supernatural capacity and ability, Father, and an anointing to teach these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and greatness will be birthed out of both of them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, there's a more than enough money, Father, to run these schools, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we loose your provision, Father, so that the people of God can open up schools, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, begin to prepare your people, Father, to open and run and administrate schools, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, so that your word can be taught, faith can be taught, hallelujah, prayer can be taught, praise and worship can be taught, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, the gospel can be taught, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, we just thank you and praise your holy name, we thank you and magnify your name, hallelujah, Father. We uplift your name. We thank you, Father. Fathers, we want to remind you of our prayer for countries abroad, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against the violence in other countries, O Heavenly Father. We come against the violence in Nigeria, Father. We come against, Father, the demonic strongholds in those countries, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just speak mercy and peace over those countries now. Father, we bind the work of the enemy right now, Father. Every work of the enemy, Father, in those areas, Father, they are bound and locked up now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We stand in the authority of Jesus Christ and command the violence bound up. We command the activities of every demonic entity bound up. Every prayer from witches and warlocks, Father, every word of worship, O Heavenly Father, from witches and warlocks, Father, they are to fall empty with no effect in this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you. We speak peace into these areas. We speak and pray peace over Jerusalem, Father, over Yemen, over Nigeria, over Syria, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. Father, we remind you of our prayer, Father, over, Father, the sick, O Heavenly Father. We remind you of our prayers, O Heavenly Father, over our youth that are sick, Father, our senior citizens, Father. And we ask, O Heavenly Father, that you just remember them, Father, that you keep them and watch over them, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, that they are healed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your children, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, we remind you, Father, that healing is your children's bread. That's their daily, that's our daily bread. That's a portion of our daily bread. So, Father, we ask you, Father, to give us our daily bread today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fellowship, Father, is our daily bread. Prayer, praise, and worship is our daily bread. Hallelujah. Fellowship with you, you inhabiting our praise, Father, is our daily bread. Father, give us our daily bread. The revelation from your word, O Heavenly Father, a rhema word, Father. Hallelujah, as we read your word, is our daily bread. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we want to uplift intercessors, Father. Holy Spirit, hallelujah, guide their minds, guide their mouths, guide the prayers that need to be prayed, hallelujah, in this earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and uplift your name. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, that we have prayed, Father, for leaders abroad, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you just continue, Father, to bless them, O Heavenly Father, to surround them with godly counsel, O Heavenly, wise and godly counsel. Father, give them hearts, Father, that desire peace, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them hearts, Father, that would seek, that would desire to seek you and know of you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let their decisions, Father, be righteous decisions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for those, our brothers and sisters, those that labor among us, Father, that are in countries that would persecute them and oppress them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But Father, we remind you of them today, Father, in the name of Jesus. They love you, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we're asking right now, we're decreeing and declaring that you have given your angels charge over them, that they will meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, that you will move on their behalf, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, and uplift your name. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We praise you and honor you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Father, we ask, Father, Father, as school is approaching, Father, that you would even allow your spirit to dwell in the schools, O Heavenly Father. We come against the spirit of the enemy in our schools, Father. We bind the enemy up now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift and magnify your name. We give you thanks, praise, and glory, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, and as always, O Heavenly Father, we give thanks Father, we always pray, we always decree, O Heavenly Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you may and that you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our beings, Father, has been and is still being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit. Praise your holy name. So that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and you appoint him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And we thank you, Father, that we sit at that right hand, that position of power and authority with Christ. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Help us to use this authority and power, Father, responsibly and correctly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, and all these prayers that have been spoken, Father, it is so, and so it is in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, and amen. Deaconess, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen, Pastor. Father God, we just continue to thank you and praise you and bless you. God, we just love you, we exalt you, and we magnify you. We thank you for all the prayers that have gone forth thus far, God. We thank you for all that you have been doing. We thank you, God, for the healings that have gone forth. We thank you, Lord God, for the shootings that, Father God, were curtailed because prayer went forth, Father God. We thank you, God. We know about the shootings that were reported, but, God, we don't even know about the ones that were canceled because prayer happened. So, God, we thank you for those that did not happen, Father God, the way that the enemy had planned it to be. Because, God, you answer prayer. We thank you that you hear and answer prayer. We thank you, Father God, that you hear and answer prayer, that you move in concert with us in the earth, God, that you gave us authority, dominion, and the right to declare a thing in the earth, and that it be, Father God. Thank you for authority on today. We do continue to thank you for the right to come before your throne and get mercy. We do thank you for the right, Father God, to come and praise you in the name of Jesus. We do thank you for to make our request known. God, we thank you. We thank you for that right. We thank you for the privilege that the I am, that the Alpha and the Omega, says that we can come before him in prayer, in conversation, in intercession. God, we do thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We do thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, for what you are doing with the youth. We thank you that on this last day before they're going back to school, God, that you are present in the schools. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We declare and decree that your presence will continue to be felt all throughout the schools, Father God, in the classrooms, in the hallways, in the mighty name of Jesus, on the buses, on the trains, downtown as they're traveling, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the gym rooms, at the locker rooms, in the locker rooms, we just declare and decree that your presence will be set. We thank you for your angels that have been dispatched even now to stand post in position for them. God, we thank you that on today at the Bud Duggan Parade, that it will be a day of fun, a day of celebration. We bind any activity of the enemy. There will be no fighting. We cancel fighting and hatred spirits. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Spirits of violence that will try to have their way, we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare peace at that parade. We declare peace at all the parades all over the city of Chicago on today. The back to school drive. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for those that put upon their hearts that have backpacks and collect school supplies. Hallelujah. For those that didn't have it, Father God, we declare peace at those rallies, peace in those situations, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for the prayers that have gone forth already on today and previously, God. About justice in the city of Chicago, justice in the city of Chicago, and justice in our nation. Father God, you put kings in position. You raise them up and you put them down. So God, we thank you that you are a just God. You are a just God. And God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we just declare and decree that the murder rate will go down and continue to go down. And we come against the lies that the enemy wants to paint in our perspective. God, we know that we are not the actual murder capital of the world. And we cancel out the words and the thoughts that have been spoken over Chicago. We don't even have the highest murder rate. We find every demonic spirit that would try to name us. The identity of Chicago will not be one of crooked politicians and of murder. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We declare and decree a new name over Chicago. We have the authority to speak a thing on the earth, and so shall it be. So we speak peace over Chicago. We speak prosperity over Chicago. We speak justice over Chicago and righteousness over Chicago. That is the name that we will hold. Chicago will be synonymous with righteousness, with holiness, with prosperity. In the name of Jesus, we won't just have the most churches per capita. We'll have the most churches with the most power. In the mighty name of Jesus, the churches that come together in unity the way they did on last night. The churches that get that move out and do things for justice for your people the way they have on the highways and literally the byways. This is the name of Chicago. We declare and decree. We cancel out the assignment and the naming the enemy wants to give us that we're the murder capital of the world, that we are Chirac. We cancel it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for our identity that is not lined up with hatred or hell, but Father God, that is lined up with righteousness, peace, prosperity in your presence. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah Shammah, you are here. You said that your name is Jehovah Shammah, that I am there. And God, we thank you that you're here. Hallelujah. Roshe Kata, we call on you today, Jehovah Shammah, the God that is there. You said that you are right. Your name on the side, rolled out of my feet. Thank you. The same way you said to Ezekiel, that you will be a God in that midst. God, we believe you. We believe you, Emmanuel, that you are the God amongst us. We repent right now for any negative confession that we've made about the city of Chicago. We repent, God, for any negative confession in our hearts that we've made about leadership in Chicago, leadership over this nation, Father God. You said to pray for those that have rule over you. So, God, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus, because you said we will have to give an account for every idle word. So, God, we thank you on today for the power that you've given us to even confess our sins and to repent. We repent, God, because we know the power that life and death is in the tongue. So, God, we just speak life over Chicago. We speak life in the mighty name of Jesus over the Basilica Day Parade today. We speak life over this new school year. We speak life, Father God. We speak life. You are a God of life. We speak life over the programs that are going to go forth in the fall. Father God, there are these many things that you put on the hearts of your people to help raise up and gird up our young boys and our young girls. God, we thank you for different activities that are going to be going on by the end of this month. Father God, all over. Father God, you have put on the hearts of your people that you will help our youth. You said to tell the generations about your work. You said, to tell the generation of your works, Father God, in your word, we will not hide from their children, telling to the generations to come to praise of the Lord. We will not hide them from their children, the works that you did, God, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. We declare and decree on today, Father God, that we will not hide from the generations the works that you have done. We will tell them of the good things that you have done. We will praise them amongst you, Father God. We will link up with the generations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will link up, Father God. We will tell them of your great works. We will not hide it from them. We will not hide it from them, either in how we operate in our own daily life or our own confession, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will live before them, like people that know that you are God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will show them, Father God, how to praise you, how to worship you. We will mentor, as your man of God said. We will link up with young men and young women. We will show them what it means to be righteous. Your word says that the young men should listen and give reverence to the older men. We thank you, Father God, for that. And we as older men and women will listen, Father God, and give mentorship. We'll connect with, in the name of Jesus, your younger men and women, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not hide from them the things that you We will not hide from our grandchildren, our children, our nieces, our nephews. We will not hide from our neighbors the good things you have done. We will not hide in our words or in our works the good things that you have done in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you've deposited into them. We will pour in the mighty Korabasi. We will pour in the mighty name of Jesus into them. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you pour into us. God, we thank you on today. We ask that you will continue to empty out our vessels of ourselves and pour more of you. Your word says, let us decrease as you increase. God, let us decrease as you increase, that more of you would spring up on the inside of us, God, that we'll be able to pour. God, we do thank you. We thank you on today for your leadership, Father God, for your leadership in the church and out of the church. God, we pray that you will continue to bless them. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we just thank you. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. We uplift your name. Father, we thank you. Father, we stand on agreement with every prayer, every declaration, Father, that was spoken to you in your son's name, and we thank you for hearing every prayer. We thank you for every blessing, every move, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, every shift, Father, hallelujah, every victory given, Father, because of these prayers, Father. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Please, any and all that are in hearing of my voice, please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Please, here you can leave your prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions. You can definitely leave testimony. You can follow the ministry. Again, if you just need someone to talk to through difficult situations, reach out. We monitor the page daily. We would love to be there for you. It's just one of those things that God has for us to do, which is to express the love of God. And again, add our faith to yours, enacting or bringing forth or bringing into action the law of agreement. So please go to our Facebook page and like the page. And always remember, every week, same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we're here praying for the nations, praying for our community, praying for our homes, praying for the sick, praying for the young, praying for the old, praying for just leadership, whether it's ministry leadership or secular leadership. We are praying for those that have rule over us, as we are commanded to do. We're commanded to pray and pray without ceasing. So please feel free to join us. If not, you know someone going through situations in their lives, please, you don't have to give names. Please post those prayer requests, or if they are of a private nature, go ahead and inbox them on the page as well, and we will handle those prayer requests. So, and before we leave, as always, Deaconess, is there a word from the Lord?
New Pastor Melvin, not at this time.
Okay. Well, if all hearts and minds are clear, again, we thank you for joining us. Please, again, we're here every week, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. No, we're not here next week, as we have our AEN conference, and that is the Apostolic Ecumenical. It's the Apostolic Ecumenical Association. We're having a conference starting next Thursday and until Sunday. So we won't be here next Sunday, but we will be here the following Sunday, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as we go, as always, remember, the favor of God goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And because God favors you, laws change, rules change, protocols change, situations change, decisions change, minds change, hearts change, all in your favor. So remember, the favor of God is in operation. Put a demand on it. Expect it. And again, tell us about the testimonies. So until then, God bless you. We love you. And we will see you not next week, but the week after next. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands.